And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 11th of May, 2017. 1910, on this day, Glacier National Park, 1 million acres of it, was officially established, a park where the stones on the face of mountains contain some of the best-preserved early life fossils found anywhere on Earth. There are still 25 glaciers in Glacier National Park, though experts say that by 2030, all of them will be gone due to climate change. It's the birthday of the modern dance pioneer Martha Graham, Allegheny, Pennsylvania, 1894, who choreographed more than 180 works. Her best known was Appalachian Spring, which she commissioned from composer Aaron Copland in 1944. He had no idea what it would be about, and he was surprised when he found out the title. He'd never been to Appalachia himself. The Diamond Sutra was published on this day in the year 868, the oldest printed book in the world to bear a date. Chinese translation of a Sanskrit holy text, book printed using wood blocks, one block to a page, 7 pages total, bound together in a scroll, about 6,000 words. It's the birthday of Mari Sandoz, born near Hay Springs, Nebraska, 1896, author of Old Jewels. Mari Sandoz, who said, "You have no right to falsify life ever." That's the cardinal sin of the writer. It was 20 years ago today, the chess-playing computer Deep Blue beat Garry Kasparov, the chess master. 1997, 20 years ago today, Kasparov won the first game easily, and in the second he laid what he thought was a foolproof trap for the computer, but the computer didn't go for it. It made a completely unexpected move which rattled Kasparov. He was confused when the computer's next move was a really bad one. Eventually he got up, left the stage, forfeiting the game. With the match tied at 2.5 games each, Kasparov misplayed his opening. Deep Blue took advantage and defeated him in 12 moves. Deep Blue, which has now retired, it's in the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History in Washington. Here's a poem for today by Phoebe Hansen to the woman at the retirement center. "You tell me when you were 8, newly arrived from Czechoslovakia, your teacher made you memorize a poem that began, 'I remember the house where I was born.' Stranger to our language, you proudly learned all the verses, practiced them over and over in front of your mirror. But at the program, when you stood to recite in front of all the parents and other students, you got as far as 'I remember,' and forgot all the rest and had to sit down shamefaced. Now you live in this 10-story retirement center where you cried most of the first month, so lonesome for your son transferred to another city who couldn't take you with him because his new house wasn't big enough. Sometimes you tell me you slip away from the recreation director who wants to teach you how to turn plastic bleach bottles into bird feeders, sneak up to your room, turn on the bohemian radio station, dance barefoot all by yourself as you used to years ago in the house where you were born." To the Woman at the Retirement Center, a poem by Phoebe Hansen from Why Still Dance, published by Noden Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.